KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
3 men wanted in connection with the murder of the bodyguard of a Fort Hare University vice chancellor are believed to be hiding in KZN and the Eastern Cape. Arrest warrants were issued for Bafana Qilisa, Nkosiyazi Maphumulo and Siphiwe Tjhajane today. Police have also released pictures of them. Mboneli Vesele was shot and killed in January last year while sitting outside Vice Chancellor Sakhela Buhlungu's home in the Eastern Cape. National Police spokesperson Ahlenda Mate.
We do believe that these three suspects do have answers as to the motive and the reasons why and who exactly killed Mr. Vesele. So we are requesting them to hand themselves over to their nearest police station. If anyone has seen them, do contact the investigating officer on 063-695-8590.
10 suspects linked to the case, including 3 university employees, have made several court appearances. Mate says they believe they planned the murder to get security contracts. KZN's cabinet has called an urgent special meeting with municipalities to discuss compliance by spaza shops. Premier Thamin Duli held a press conference in Durban this morning on developments in the province. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga was there.
Duli says municipalities are expected to adopt the recently gazetted bylaw by the National Cooperative Governments Department to regulate how these outlets operate in the country.
We'll also further engage with the municipalities to cooperate with KwaZulu-Natal government in an effort to get back spaza shops owned by undocumented foreign nationals to the people of KwaZulu-Natal.
Authorities have been scrambling to get to the bottom of the spate of food poisoning cases that have claimed the lives of several children in recent weeks. Dozens have had to get medical treatment after falling ill from consuming snacks from their local shops and other food stuff. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated a man accused of sexual misconduct and illegal drug use to be the next U.S. Attorney General. Former Congressman Matt Gaetz has handed in his resignation to the House, meaning the investigation into the allegations now ends. The choice is proving controversial, even among established Republicans. Thomas Gift is a director at the University College London Centre on Politics. He's spoken to Sky News.
Matt Gaetz is up a wall controversial. Whenever I saw that update last night, I really couldn't believe it. I had to read it twice. Matt Gaetz has been a Donald Trump firebrand for the last several years. He's one of his chief acolytes in the House.
And finally, Lady Gaga will make a cameo appearance in the next season of Wednesday. The Netflix show, which stars Jenna Ortega, has been shooting in Ireland over the past few months. Reports say the singer was initially pitched for a larger role, but it didn't work out. The top story, 3 men wanted in connection with the murder of the bodyguard of a Fort Hare University vice chancellor are believed to be hiding in KZN and the Eastern Cape. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.